Welcome to New Every Day. I'm Carrie.
My name's Jen, and on today's show, it's part two of God Really Does Answer Prayer, so stay tuned.
So glad that you've tuned in. We're still on the road. We're talking about how God answers prayer. We've just had an awesome trip in Tennessee and Kentucky. We're headed back to Canada. And last week we talked about how we prayed for God to let us interact with the people that he wants us to. And we had a wonderful meeting with a friend from Winnipeg and also Professor Stonehouse from Asbury University on a serendipitous lunch date, which was absolutely wonderful. And then just the different people that we've met along the way. What last week highlighted for me, Jen, was that when I prayed that it wasn't even like a, dear Lord, please can we have lunch with someone from the church? It was in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
Like, Lord, it'd be nice to have lunch with someone from the church. Jen, wouldn't it be nice if we had lunch with someone from the church? But, like, God heard that.
Yes.
And it wasn't like I was kneeling at the bedside making it happen, you know? Making it known. I think there's a place for that to be ardent in your prayer.
Yes.
But it was in the back of my mind. And there's a verse in the Bible that says, in the morning we set our prayers before you and we wait in expectation. And quite often, honestly, Jen, I'll be praying in a more perfunctory way.
Right.
That I am praying sincerely that God would answer these prayers, but half, like, not in faith and half in faith that he's going to answer it, but maybe I just can't picture the way that he's going to answer it. Whereas I was like, yeah, I want to have lunch with somebody from the church and build community that way, and he answered it that way.
And what's interesting is, as she was saying that, the verse that came to mind was delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart, right? And so he knows that the desire of Carrie's heart is to have, I want to say, meaningful experiences in conversation with people, like just having the opportunity to get to know people. And she had said, you know, it'd be so great to have lunch with a local person. And I'm like, okay. And then it happened. You said, like, God granted you the desire of your heart.
He set it up for you too, because the pastor, yes, this morning, feels like yesterday, it was so long. The pastor preached on what does it mean to be a pastor? And then this woman is, you know, has a lot of the same interests that you do, Jen, and kind of has pursued the same avenues of ministry. Like, that's really neat.
And it spoke to me because as we sat down, the pastor said, well, this is probably one of the weirdest sermons I've ever preached on. And I'm thinking, where's he going with this? And he actually gave us a whole sermon on what it means to be a pastor. And I'm thinking, I can't believe he's talking about this. And yet I'm so eager to hear it because God knew that in my spirit I needed to be encouraged.
Yeah.
And it's like, when we often think that prayer is, dear Lord Jesus, would you, you know, and we bow down beside our beds or we pause. But prayer is that ongoing dialogue with the Lord where we say, just say, Lord, I'd really like it if this would happen, or could you encourage my spirit, or where are you? And we just have these ongoing conversations with the Lord, and I think we totally forget about him. Or we just don't think that he's really engaged in listening to our heart's cry.
And, you know, reflecting on that, Jen, so when we were in the church this morning, it's very different than what we experience, where we're maybe a little bit more liberal in the way that we express ourselves.
Right.
Whereas this was like a more traditional organ music. There was a choir. There was a way of doing. There was responsive reading, which largely I'm not used to because I didn't grow up in the church. Whereas you had experienced that before.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, I had this sense that I am also part of God's family, as are these people. And the verse that I read this morning was in Hebrews that talked about when Jesus died on the cross, he tore the curtain in the temple, which separated the holy place from the most holy place. And I know we've talked about this before. And that we can come into God's presence with confidence, knowing that we've been washed by the blood of Jesus, that our sins are forgiven, and we've been made new, and that when he looks on us, he sees the righteousness of Christ. And even though I didn't have it all together, I didn't know what to say. I didn't know any of the music, so I couldn't sing the song. I wasn't doing things the way that they were doing, and yet I know I'm accepted.
Yes.
And there is that community, and we're still able to have good interactions with people who don't do things the same way that we do.
Yes.
Where it could be off-putting. It could have been off-putting for me, because it's like, wow, this is pretty rigid. But I was totally encouraged because I read that verse this morning, you know?
And at one point, she actually just handed me the hymnal and said, I just want to listen. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's cool. Because I have had friends before say, you know, when they are in another country and they're singing in another language, they're like, well, how do you participate in worship? And they listen for the Spirit, right? They take in. And they realize that the Spirit is alive in that church, even though they aren't actively participating, they are still there with the body of Christ, mm-hmm. worshiping God together. Mm-hmm. And so God has this way of just, I want to say, meeting with us, answering our prayers, even the prayers we don't think we've prayed, but that's because we think prayer is such a formal thing. But we also had the opportunity, just so you can see out here to your right, I want to count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 deer. I win.
No!
We're in a deer counting contest. Not really. But she has the gift of finding deer. And I said, God, I want to find my own deer. I want to find my own deer without Carrie's help.
Did you ask that?
Kind of.
Oh my gosh.
And he totally did. And I'm like, yeah!
And this morning, I was also driving, and I was like, yeah, boom, 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 boom.
Totally clean.
But she wanted to find her own. I said, it's the same deer. We can both see it. Ooh, there's something satisfying with it. That was a big win. That was a big deer jackpot.
I know. I'm so excited.
Nice job, Jen.
Sorry. That was a total pause. But even then, isn't that interesting? Like, in my heart, I was like, I want to find my own deer. Because, like, I'm a little bit competitive as well, and Carrie was totally cleaning up, and I just wanted, something inside of me said, I just want to find my own deer without any help.
And there you go.
And that was 9, and she confirmed it, and you guys,
and I only found 5. There you go.
Here you go. So anyways, back to the fact that God answers prayer.
Yep.
So did you have something you wanted to say before?
Yeah, I did.
Okay,
it's these little things. Like the small things that God answers, like finding deer, having lunch with people, that I sometimes don't give enough credit to. So when I've asked people, like, I'm on this journey of asking Christians, how do you hear God's voice? How do you know when he's speaking to you? How do you follow him? Because if I can't, that's a problem. And so I've been asking different people, and people will give examples of instances like this where they know that God has answered a prayer. Someone might write it off as coincidence, but to them, it was answered prayer. And I sometimes feel like, really? Even though I've had those experiences, so I want to remember these times, and we have this now forever immortalized on the internet, so that's great. We have this like video journal.
Right.
But to write down when God has answered specific prayers, even if they're small, I think can be really affirming and bolster our faith for the times that I forget what God has done.
Yes. And I'm thinking, did I actually elicit the words, dear God, help me find deer? But in my heart of hearts, like, I was like, I just want to find deer.
I knew you did too.
I just want to find deer. And because I'm looking. And it's like God knows the desires of our hearts because he's a good, good dad.
I knew you were sincere because you got quiet. She was like really looking.
So not only does God answer, I want to say, the unspoken prayers of our hearts, he also answers, I want to say, the rocket prayers that we send up. So you might be thinking, what's a rocket prayer? So with that, we're going to come right back after these messages. So hold on.
Jeff Weston.
Yeah, man.
You're building a brand new, beautiful website.
What?
Aren't you?
No. Am I?
Oh, you're a terrible actor.
What?
This is where acting comes into play.
Oh, I didn't know we were acting.
You're supposed to act.
Okay, fair enough. All right.
Yeah, I'm building a really cool website. Are you building a really cool website? You need hosting. One of the things about a hosting account is you don't want to have limitations put on your website.
It's true.
How much hard drive space do you have? How many email accounts? How many domains can point to it? Well, we've got an amazing deal for you. For a very limited time, cat5.tv/dreamhost, for just $5 and a bit of change per month, you are going to get unlimited website hosting, unlimited email accounts on that hosting service. You are also going to receive a free domain name.
Ooh.
So your own .com.
Nice.
To put that amazing website that you've been working on
there.
If you want to build a WordPress site, fine. Sign up. cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Just don't put Panama Papers on it.
Just don't do it. But hey, it's a great deal, folks. Best deal you're going to find. $5 and change per month. Go to cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Hey, and welcome back to New Every Day. We just had a commercial break, and if you would like to take a break and go to neweveryday.tv and check out our partners page, that would be wonderful. Help support us in making this show a possibility. Thanks again to Category 5 and Robbie Ferguson, who make this show possible. So, rocket prayer?
Rocket prayer!
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da!
We actually sing a lot, which we don't record, just because we enjoy it, but we don't think anybody else will. That being said...
Okay, what's a rocket prayer? I've never read that in the Bible.
Rocket prayer.
Or you're making it up.
Nehemiah.
Rocket prayers didn't exist.
I'm going to open up her Bible just to prove to her if it exists in her Bible, then it exists. Okay. This is Nehemiah 1. And so,
power of prayer. How cool is that? Sherman Full Gospel. We just passed a sign that said power of prayer.
Okay. God is so good. Okay, Nehemiah has heard about how the wall of Jerusalem is totally desolate,
okay.
Right? He's feeling bad about it. Verse 4. So it was when I heard these words that I sat down and wept and mourned for many days. I was fasting and praying before the Lord, before the God of heaven. And I said, I pray, Lord God of heaven, O great and awesome God, you keep your covenant and mercy with those. So he's interacting with God, right? So something has happened and he is like just pouring out his heart to God. So I want to say that is like a supplication. Like he's just pouring out his heart to the Lord, right?
What does supplication
mean? Well, supplication is asking. But he's also calling on God, so he's grieving, so there's a petition, it's more of a petition type of prayer. He's petitioning the Lord, be who you are, right? And then he goes on and says that... And it came to pass in the month of Nisan, in the 20th of the first two, that he was supposed to take wine and give it to the king. Now, I'd never been sad in his presence before. So, remember, Nehemiah is grieved. He's gone before the Lord, petitioning him, that's a better word, petitioning him to be faithful to the covenant, okay?
Covenant being what?
The covenant that the relationship agreement that God had with the nation of Israel, to be faithful to them, to look after them, to provide for them, to be their God and to give them property, the nation of Israel. So it says, therefore, the king said to me, why is your face sad since you are not sick? This is nothing but sorrow of heart. So I became dreadfully afraid and said to the king, may the king live forever. Why should my face not be sad when the city, the place of my father's tombs laid waste and its gates are burned with fire? Then the king said to me, what do you request? So I prayed to the Lord of heaven and I said to the king, that is a rocket prayer.
Well, it's just like in the moment, boom.
In the moment, boom. That's a rocket prayer where it's like, and we do this all the time, actually. Like, Carrie will ask me a question and I'll be like, dear Lord Jesus, how do I respond? And it's like, boom, the words come out. Or like, wisdom comes, or even sometimes before we'll record, we'll say, "Dear Lord Jesus, what do you want us to talk about?" And it's just like, boom, there it is. And it's like, oh, that was really quite cool. So anyways, that's a rock of prayer, like, is in the moment, you just fire it off, right? So we are walking through the Cedars of Lebanon State Park yesterday. Beautiful hike. Beautiful hike. There were sinkholes. There were, like, Cedars of Lebanon, these cedar trees that we could reach right up to, like, just so high. And then these wonderful oak trees that were massive and gnarly. And then there was, like so many different kinds of trees. Mm-hmm. There were these pods that we actually broke open and
just,
tasted the seed to see really how hard the seed was. And so the lady said, this is Ranger Debbie. I got it mixed up last week. So Ranger Debbie said, oh, yeah, it's 5 miles. We're like, great, no problem. 2.5 hours. So we looked at a time, we'll be done, no problem. Well, didn't we come around to this about, what, 3/4 through? And it's starting to get dark.
And we're like, maybe we should walk a little faster. But we kept getting distracted by these massive sinkholes because the forest was on top of limestone beds. And I guess the water would erode the limestone away underneath, streams underneath the ground. And then all of a sudden the ground would sink. And so we were exploring in these sinkholes, but it was taking up a lot of time that we didn't realize.
Right.
So it's getting dark.
It's getting dark. And then we just prayed, dear Lord Jesus, help us find a white dot, because we were following the white dots. And then, boom, a white dot. And we're like, yeah, thank you, God. And even turned to Carrie at one point and said, wow, he answered that fast.
Like, we needed it because we were getting lost.
We were. And so we haven't made ourselves, like, we haven't gotten to the trailhead yet, and we get to the sign that actually said trailhead, and because it was a big loop, we just thought, oh, well, maybe this is where it came in.
So we,
I thought, Carrie, she's really the hiker. Why is she listening to me?
Because you're the navigator.
Okay,
I'm the driver.
Fair enough. So anyways, I knew that I'd saw lights over on, like, the right-hand side, and so I'm like, okay, well, let's just head towards the lights. Well, it got darker, and we both started feeling very uncomfortable. We don't really have a number to call. Nobody knows that we're there.
No headlamps.
And there's no headlamps, and no white dots.
They're gone.
The white dots are gone.
And so we're following this path that is not even marked.
Not even marked.
And then all of a sudden, I look out, I see a road, and we just booked it for the road.
Yeah, and right before then, we actually stopped. And we said, dear Lord, please get us out. Like, and it was interesting because at that point, when we saw the road, you did say, trust in the Lord with all your heart, like, and he will make your path straight. Like, I think you said that scripture, like, at some point where we had, you know, trusted God, and Carrie said, and he will make your path straight. And it was just like, yes. Like, we knew that in our own strength, We were not getting out. And we actually, not freaking out, but we were getting concerned.
My heart rate elevated a bit.
So did mine. Like, ah. And so we just committed our ways to the Lord. And he did see us through. And what's interesting, as Carrie saw the road, we booked it for the road. We got on the road. And we realized that if we had continued on the path,
The real path,
it would have been dark, and we would have been like,
we would have been in the middle of the forest.
And it was just really cool how God answered our rocket prayers right then and there. So even though we dilly-dallied, God in his graciousness answered our prayers, which was just so very cool. Mm-hmm. And so we want to encourage you today to pray and to believe in the power of prayer, that God really does answer prayers, whether they're spoken or just the cries of your heart, whether you petition him, reminding him of who he is, as Nehemiah did, or you're in the midst of a situation where you might have dilly-dallied or put things off, or you just like, dear Lord Jesus, like, just please come and save me. And I just want you to know that he hears your prayers and he's going to answer you. He's going to provide for your needs because he loves you and cares for you. And if you've never prayed before, start now. One of the things that we talked with Dr. Stonehouse about was the fact that God is calling you from the time that you were born, because he loves you and cares for you and wants to have a relationship with you. So we encourage you to respond to that today. So
on that note, why don't we pray, and maybe you can join us for the first time.
All right. So dear Lord Jesus, thank you so much that you hear our prayers and that you answer. And you do look after the cries of our hearts. You do look after the desires of our hearts. You hear us when we're just kind of thinking about stuff, and you meet our needs. And Lord, you want to be in dialogue with us. You are drawing ourselves to you. And so, Father, for those people that are praying this for the first time, and they're like, yeah, I want a relationship with Jesus. Lord, would you meet with them? Would you draw them by your Holy Spirit, that they feel your presence and know that you are real and you desire to be with them? And Lord, that they would fully commit their lives to you. And if you've never prayed that prayer, it goes like this. Dear Lord Jesus, I want to follow you. I know I'm not perfect, but I give you my sin, and I trust that you're going to help me to live the life that you want me to live in relationship with you. Lord God, if someone has prayed that prayer today, I ask in your name that you would send them someone to speak to them about the commitment that they've made. I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you for praying with us. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for giving us this opportunity to even talk about who God is and being willing to listen.